I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible. And we're in the book of Hebrews, day 45 of our journey through this marvelous book, beginning chapter 12 today and asking this question: how can we run the race of faith? How can we run the race of faith? Here's our scripture. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 in the English Standard Version. Well, 8 years ago, I ran a half marathon. One and only time in my life I've ever done that. 13.1 miles is a long way to run. And I had trained for it for months, but the actual race itself was much harder than I anticipated. Running in Western Maryland through the hills of Antietam Battlefield Park and then across to Shepherdstown, West Virginia, the race had several hills which challenged my endurance to the core. My finishing time was not great. I finished in the bottom fifth of all racers, but I did finish. The Christian life is a race, one which makes a half marathon seem like a Sunday stroll in the park. At the end of his life, the Apostle Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. I'm sure all believers would like to be able to say the same thing as Paul at the end of their life. So how can we? Well, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 tells us. As we cross from Hebrews 11 to 12, we're heading into the closing application section of this marvelous book. Looking back at chapter 11, the Hall of Fame of Faith, we see many people who have run the race before us. Abraham, Moses, David, Sarah, Deborah, and more. As part of the communion of saints, those who have gone before surround us and bear witness as we run our race. So how can we run successfully? Well, we must run with endurance. The race of faith is a lifelong race. It will challenge our endurance to the core. It will have steep hills we are not sure we're able to climb. It will have long, lonely stretches where we ache for fellowship and feel the pain of isolation. To run well, we must run with endurance the race that is set before us. We can get the endurance we need for this race only one way, by looking to Jesus. Of course, we look to Jesus as our example. Of all those who have run the race of faith, he is the only one who has run it perfectly. He never failed and never stumbled in any way. And yet we look to Jesus as so much more than just our example. We look to him as the founder and perfecter of our faith. Jesus is the one who established the foundation of our faith in himself, in his person and work. He is also the one who is the finisher and the finish line, the goal and the one who carries us to the goal. The author of Hebrews highlights two aspects of Jesus' work as the founder and perfecter of our faith: his endurance on the cross, where he paid for our sins, and his sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. In enduring the cross, Jesus founded our faith on the solid rock of his righteousness and his atoning work. In sitting at the right hand of the throne, Jesus finished our faith, giving us a sure, immovable anchor in heaven. We need nothing else, and no one else, to run with endurance the race set before us with a persevering joy, because Jesus is our complete sufficiency. He's our example, our coach, our trainer, our strength, our perseverance, our salvation. If we would run with endurance, we must run with our eyes relentlessly fixed on Him.